Special Cook County Prosecutor Thomas B. Heffelfinger held a news conference in Grand Marais this morning on the steps of the county courthouse. He announced that charges have been brought against Cook County Attorney Tim Scannell.
On October 21st, 2012, a special grand jury was convened in St. Louis County, Minnesota. On October 22nd, that grand jury returned an indictment against Mr. Scannell, charging him with two counts of criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree. Criminal sexual contact with an individual who is over the age of 16 but under the age of 18, when the offender is more than 48 months older than the victim and in a position of authority over the victim.
Fourth degree criminal sexual conduct is typically brought when a young victim was vulnerable, unable, or did not consent to the alleged sexual contact. The charges involve aggravated contact, however, generally not physical harm. Minnesota statutes break criminal sexual conduct into five categories, with first degree the most severe and fifth degree the least. Heffelfinger explained that two counts were brought and that Scannell had already made his first court appearance.
The indictment alleges two separate counts of criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree because it alleges criminal acts committed on two separate days in the month of August 2012. Mr. Scannell made his first appearance in Cook County District Court this morning before the Honorable Sean Florkey, who is the Chief Judge of the 6th Judicial District. Because of the state of Minnesota law, that appearance was a confidential closed appearance. Under Minnesota law, all matters occurring before the grand jury, including indictments that are returned by the grand jury, are confidential until after the offender has made his first appearance in court. Future court appearances will, of course, be public. At the first appearance, Mr. Scannell did appear. He was accompanied by attorney Richard Swanson, who is a Grand Marais lawyer. Mr. Swanson is representing Mr. Scannell, at least for purposes of today's hearing, and perhaps one or two more. Final representation has not been resolved. On behalf of Mr. Scannell, Mr. Swanson brought two motions at the first appearance. One was to dismiss the indictment, and the other was to remove all the judges of the 6th Judicial District from hearing this case in the future. Judge Florkey took both those motions under advisement and will render an opinion in the future.
After the morning court appearance, Scannell was released without bail on his own recognizance with several conditions. His next court appearance is scheduled for the morning of November 12th in Grand Marais, at which time a plea may be entered. The Bureau of Criminal Apprehension conducted the investigation to determine whether criminal charges should be filed. Appearing with Heffelfinger this morning was Sue Burgraff, special agent in charge of the Bemidji office, responsible for supervision of the Duluth agents who conducted the investigation. When asked what the indictment meant for Scannell's position in the county, Heffelfinger said that was out of his authority.
There are provisions in Minnesota law that deal with removal of county officials, and that is a matter that others will have to address. Certain offenses are unique to the grand jury, and the grand jury has primary jurisdiction over them. Offenses that allege misconduct by a public official are offenses for which grand juries should and generally are convened. That fits this case. In this matter, because of the small population of Cook County and the unique nature of the offense, I sought a special grand jury in St. Louis County to hear the matter. And that grand jury was drawn from the normal jury pool of St. Louis County. The law states that there are 23 members on a grand jury, and 12 of whom have to agree on an indictment. An indictment is the charge returned by the grand jury after it hears evidence.
Heffelfinger added that for the time being, or until a change of venue is sought and granted, further hearings will be held in Cook County, and he will act as prosecutor. He twice led the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minnesota and was appointed as special prosecutor after six Minnesota county attorneys were contacted to review the investigation, and all of them declined. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.